Yeah, so this one time, Steve and I were, well, this is a family show. Never mind. Here is Gruber.
Oh, the stories I could tell you about Bob. And the stories he could tell you about me. Yowza. I'm not kidding you, too. Just hang out with that guy when I was younger. I he was not the man I imagined, let's say that, when I first heard him on the radio a long time ago on a planet far, far away. By the way, we'll be in Las Vegas next week broadcasting live from the SHOT Show, the biggest gun show in the world. We also have an armed guard at our house, so if you get any funny ideas, don't. It's an armed security camp. We'll be at SHOT Show, and then a little bit later in February at CPAC. And one of the folks making that possible, Mike Green from Not Just Guns, appreciating hardworking customers that do everything they can to help make educated purchases about guns and ammunition, scopes, cleaning supplies, whatever it might be. Not Just Guns, you can find them in Mason, Michigan. You can find them online because they have a weekly gun auction online. Very popular. Not Just Guns, thank you for your support. And ABC Michigan also going to be helping us out with that. The SHOT Show, CPAC, special engagements because we take it on the road sometimes. Here's a little something strange. If you went to a fast food joint, right? If you went to a fast food joint, what's your favorite burger? Think about that. What if you're gonna buy a? And don't tell me I don't go to fast food joint. Well, then fine, Mr. Purity. For the rest of us, every now and then we stray into the dark side and we have a burger from a fast food joint. Is that okay with you?
No, I don't go to fast food joint, Steve.
Well, why not? At any rate, don't get on me like that. Alex, what's your favorite burger? Yeah, which one? Double quarter pounder with cheese, says Alex. All right, well, that one's perfectly safe. The Big Mac, however. I like Big Mac, by the way. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. You remember that commercial? Probably not, Alex. You're way too young. At any rate, the Big Mac is, it's not a trademark anymore. Super Mac is the name of a burger chain in Europe. And Pat McDonough earned the name Super Mac as an Irish teenager after a barnstorming performance in a Gaelic football match. And he went back and he created this franchise called Super Mac. And McDonald's sued them because they were using the term Super Mac. And they said it could be confused with Big Mac, their trademark. Well, the EU stripped McDonald's of the trademark. It's not there anymore. Think about that. The Big Mac is not protected by trademark anymore. It is instead been dissolved. And in a weird twist, the court in the case said that actually Super Mac, they can call anything on their menu Big Mac if they're so inclined. Wow. Still a Big Mac in America, and I think that's theft of intellectual property, but who am I? Here's what I really want to share with you today, though. In a shocking display of liberal ignorance and self-imposed victimhood, playing the race card at the worst possible moment, CNN analyst Areva Martin, an African-American woman, went on XM Radio with David Webb. He's an XM Radio host and a Fox News contributor, David Webb. I've met him several times. Very nice man. I listen to him on XM on occasion. Very nice man. He has Areva Martin on his program. And when she doesn't like the conversation, what does she do? She throws the race card. The only glaring flaw in her argument is that Webb, of course, is black. You have to hear it. Enjoy.
Shouldn't their requirement, their primary requirement, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of network, be that they are capable of covering politics? For instance, if you're going to cover political campaigns, sports may not be the most qualified background. And that brings to the point of if people want to get into these fields, regardless of color, I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get into.
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then I stand.
See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this. You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man.
They
who started out in rock radio in Boston, who crossed the paths into hip-hop, rebuilding one of the greatest black stations in America, and went on to work for Fox News, where I'm told apparently blacks aren't supposed to work, but yet you come with this assumption and you go to white privilege.
And that's where she, and that is just the most precious piece of sound because it shows liberals for what they are. See, she couldn't see him, so therefore she couldn't make her full evaluation, which is color is more important than anything else. In the politics of division, in identity politics, identify those immutable traits that you can do nothing about. I thought it was, I'm black, he states, and then it's just silence. Because they go first to the, if you don't have a credible argument, if you don't have a credible argument, go to the race card. If you don't have a credible argument, label your opponent as a bigot or a misogynist. If you don't have a credible argument, try to discredit them any way you can because if you say, well, you're a racist. Therefore, anything that comes after that is irrelevant, you see. Anything that comes after that is irrelevant. And David Webb, I mean, just a smart guy, well-spoken guy. Like I said, I've spent time with him here and there, met him many times, had conversations with him. Good guy, like David Webb. But man, did he steamroll her. I'm black. The silence, because at that point, her brain is spinning, trying to figure out how to catch up because she's laid this card. And it's like she has reneged on the entire euchre hand. And she knows it. She threw a bower. And it got reneged because it was, well, boom, it's a 4-point set, 2-point set, whatever. Game, set, match. How about that? Checkmate. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.